ألو، السلام عليكم. ألو، السلام عليكم. Please, can I talk to Imam or Sheikh, please?
Speaking.
Excuse me.
Speaking.
I'm speaking. هل تتكلم اللغة العربية؟
It's better in English.
Hi, it's better in English. But you know, my question is in the religion itself. So I don't know how you're going to explain me. I have a question to you from. Okay, I want to ask you about Surah At-Talaq, ayah number 4. What's the meaning of that?
Sorry?
Surah Al-Talaq,
yeah.
Ayah number 4.
Ayah number 4?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Can you explain that to me, please?
والنعيم يعيش من المحيض talking about the hand.
Yes. Just can you read it all, please? You will understand what's the meaning of my question.
والله يعيش من المحيض من نسائك من نسائك من فائدتهن صلاة الرشم والله لم يحجن وولاة الأحمال يزلهن أن يضار حملهن.
Yes.
It's about them.
It's talking
about those people who. Sorry?
Yes, it's talking about the divorce, about Al-Talaq.
About the divorce. Like, for those like who they have to stay three months.
Yes.
After 3 months, and who is the pregnant, then after when she gave the birth, after that she could. Like
the iddah
of her.
Mm-hmm. But when it says about wallahi lam yahdna.
Wallahi ya'isna min al-mahidi.
Yes, the first one is wallahi ya'isna min al-mahidi. That's the women
uh-huh.
that they are old, so they don't have
uh-huh.
al-mahid.
Uh-huh.
But the second is wallahi lam yahdna. Who means
lam
that?
Yahid. Like the, for both, like the rule for both. Wallahi ya'isna min al-mahid. Then it's fa'iddatuhunna salatu ashhur.
Yes.
Wallahi lam yahidna fa'iddatuhunna salatu ashhur.
Wallahi lam yahidna, who means that?
Sorry?
Wallahi lam yahidna, I read now
uh-huh.
Tafsir Ibn Kathir. It says
uh-huh.
that it's the small girls, that they are too young.
Uh-huh.
Children that they did
uh-huh.
not hate yet al-hay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So there is a possibility, so it's possible that somebody marries with the child that he is
uh-huh.
he didn't have yet al-mahid.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
But without the wali of that girl, nobody could marry with her.
No, no, that's sure it's with the wali, eh? But can he make
uh-huh.
with her sex or not?
Sorry?
Can he have sex with that girl or not? That's the question.
It should be not.
How? Because there is another ayah in the Quran says, if
uh-huh.
you divorce your wife without touching
uh-huh.
her, then there is no idda on her. But here
uh-huh.
when it's talk about the child, when he says عدتهن ثلاثة أشهر, that means that he touched her already, so the عدة is 3 months also. Do you know what is the عدة? The عدة is to see if she's clean, she has no baby and etc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that means that there is a possibility to have sex with the child also if you marry her.
With that child?
Yes, because wala ilam yahatma it's child. Or not?
No, it's not child.
What's that then? Because Imam al-Bukhari explained that also and says وَدَلَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ نُكَاحَهَا قَبْلَ الْبُلُوغِ جَائِزٌ. And also Ibn Kathir and also Al-Qurtubi and all are agree that this ayah is for the small girls that they didn't have yet al-mahid, because they are too small. What is your experience?
According to some ulama, wallahi lam yahid means like whose hair is stopped.
How you mean?
Sorry?
What you mean with that?
Like who like the body, but yeah, like in over age.
No, that's the first one. وَلَّا يَئِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيطِ. It's the old age. They are
like,
the
like
small age.
Now, like because of some reason, she does not have any health.
But
because of some reason, maybe some disease, like if they have some disease and she does not have any health.
But what you say is different from al-tafasir, because the tafasir that I had in my hand, it says that it means the small age.
Some ulama.
Excuse me, may I ask you a question? Now you are imam, but how you read the Quran and how you read al-ahadith, how you understand it? That's really difficult for me to understand.
Because what I said, you did not understand.
No, I don't understand, because the explanation is in Arabic. So how do you read those things to understand? Now you say, you explain me something, but if I ask you where you read that, how you know that?
Yeah, because I read in some cases.
Okay, may I ask you another ayah to explain it to me? وَإِنَّ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. What mean that?
Where is it? Where is the ayah?
The ayah is in... just 1 second, I will look for you for it. I will give it to you now. But I'm giving you the exact ayah. وَإِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. But just 1 second, I give you also the link. إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون. So it's in سورة يس 55.
Which سورة؟
سورة ياسين 55. Can you explain that to me, please?
Yes, sir.
سورة ياسين.
Yeah.
Did you found it?
Yeah.
Number 55.
Like it's talking about those people who are in Jannah.
Yes.
They will talk about something. Fi shughlin fakihun.
Fi shughlin fakihun. What means fi shughlin fakihun?
Like you know that in so many cases, like we talk, so we are busy in certain things.
Yes, but which kind of things?
Sorry?
Which kind of things they are busy with?
Which kind of
that they are busy with it?
Talk about the Jannah, how the Jannah is, and about all the name of Jannah.
But what I read in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, it says, I don't know if you know Ibn Kathir.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, it says that it means fi shughlin fakihun, that they are, I don't know how to tell that in English, but It says that they are busy with opening virgin of girls.
Of
girls. Virgin of girls.
Listen, there are so many different tafsir.
Yes, but Ibn Kathir is the rightest one, I think.
Sorry?
Ibn Kathir is also right, but it's because Al-Qurtubi also is the same, explaining the same. Jalalain explaining the same. At-Tabari explaining the same. That's when it says fi shughl
in fact. In Jannah, about all the sign of the memory you are going to get it.
Yeah.
So whatever the give the Jannah, all the Namat and in the on the Namat is a whole too.
It says in the translation is making girls lose virginity. You know, every
sorry?
Making girls lose virginity. So is that
no,
true?
No, the meaning of the whole ayah in Ashab is not even official in Fatihun. Like they're talking about all the name of the Jannah. In all the name of Jannah, there is a girl too, or whatever the girl Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gave in Jannah.
But is that true that there is in the Jannah 72 huriya, 72 girls?
According to some hadith. According to some hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
But is that true that it's like this? That there is girls in a Jannah, sir?
Yeah, of course, we are going to get it.
It says that it's 72.
Sorry?
72 girls, 72 huriya. So that means day and night, the Muslim, he will have only sex. There is no pray time, there is no God, there is nothing. Only drinking wine and only opening virgins and only having sex, nothing more. I don't know how I can accept that. If here in the mosque we cannot have sex in the mosque because it's the house of God, how we can have sex in a Jannah that is the holy of
listen.
Yes.
Who said that?
It's at-Tafasir and al-Quran says.
No. I'm asking you, who said that? Like, for example, to pray the Salat, who said that?
Hello? Hello? Aflas. شو رأيكم يا جماعة شو رأيكم هذا إمام في أمريكا وفي حواري أولاد أكيد كنتوا سامعين أصوات أولاد عم بيعلمون القرآن الكريم يعني يعني يعني